Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 2, Dr. Bloom was comparing the church with an athletic team. If the individual members fail, the church or team will fail also. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, the Greek word that is used for strive for masteries is the Greek word athleo, from which we get our word athlete. The idea of the word is they compete. Compete to win. Compete for a championship. You realize that in sports, for example, in high schools, many athletes never get to contend for a championship, although they play in the game. And they may play every game their team plays, but they never get to a championship game. Some athletes are on the team, but the lack of talent and the ability of others keeps the team from reaching a championship. You see, team championships must be won on the field. When you have players who are both talented and disciplined, and they are talented and disciplined enough to do the work to win, yet the quarterback cannot throw accurately. He is not a good ball handler. He will probably not lead the team then to a title. You see, all parts of the body count. We're considered to be a part of the body of Christ. And my friend, the body fails, the body of Christ, the local church fails, where we as individual members in that local church fail. Now, in the game of life, it isn't about the talents and abilities God gave you being better than someone else's talents and abilities. Rather, it's about you finishing the course in the time prescribed, which is your life, finishing the course that God has given you. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, the apostle made this statement, "I have fought a good fight." You see, his was not just to go through the motions. He fought it. He fought a good fight. He says, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course." He did all God wanted him to do. He did the will of God. He says, "I have kept the faith." That is, he guarded it, and he never compromised any of it. And so he says, "Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." In your quest to be a winner in the game of life, to be a winner in the war of life, you must give your best effort continually. You must strive continually. And yet, it must be tied into love. That is, the love of God. You say, "What do you mean by that?" Well, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Now, we can say we love the Lord. We can say we love God all we want to, but if we're not keeping his commandments, we're not loving the Lord. Do you remember in 1 John 2:15? There it says, and again, now understand the words in 1 John 2:15, because this is a book given by inspiration, every word is God-breathed. This is from the Holy Spirit. And there it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, he may say, oh, I love God, and go on and on about it, but my friend, if God says his love's not in you, then his love's not in you. Now, if you really love somebody, you don't want to offend them greatly. You really don't want to offend them at all, but to really offend them greatly, to really just do something out and out so bad, it's a great offense. It hurts. Well, God says if you love the world and the things that are in the world, he's saying his love's not in you, because if you loved them, you wouldn't be that way. And so, there is a crown for all those that love his appearing. If you love his appearing, you strive to give your best effort continually. And that's how it's tied into love. But that crown is not obtained, that crown of righteousness is not obtained if we do not strive lawfully. Now, one must keep it in mind that the crown is not given until after the race. Don't expect the crown in this life. Don't expect in this life the good accolades of man. If you live holy, if you live godly in Christ Jesus, it's not coming from man. So, really, in short, this is telling us not to expect a crown of righteousness, an incorruptible crown, or whatever other crown, if you're not separated from this world and you're not striving to do your best for the Lord. Now, the Greek athlete was required to spend 10 months in training before the contest. During this time, he had to engage in the prescribed exercises and live a strictly separated life in regard to the ordinary and lawful pursuits of life. He was placed on a very rigid diet. Should he break these rules, he would be disqualified. And although he had been originally appointed to contend for the crown, because he doesn't do it rightly, he's removed. And that happens to the Christian. God calls a person to do various things, may call him to preach, may call him to some other kind of ministry, to the mission field, what have you. And they get so much in sin, finally, they get disqualified. God says, I can't use that person. And he must call someone else to that field. Now, we see the same idea behind the word castaway in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. There it says this, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run, that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it to subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Now, one of the reasons for reading this passage of Scripture is to let you know that as we read in 2 Peter chapter 1, that no Scripture is of private interpretation. And basically, we interpret Scripture by Scripture. So, he that striveth for the mastery, there it is again, is temperate. Now, temperate, a lot of times people think temperance is simply abstaining from things. That's not necessarily the idea there. Temperate is not doing the things that you're not supposed to do, and it is doing the things that you are supposed to do. it's discipline to do right or to do the things that you're not supposed to do, to not do wrong. Now, we're looking at a crown of righteousness. We're looking at an incorruptible crown. So these are things that are far above what man would seek for. These are things not awarded in this life. So he says, I run not as uncertainty. He fought not as one that beats the air. In other words, it was his best effort as an all-out effort. It was giving it his all. So that when he had preached to others, I myself should not be a castaway. Now, being a castaway is not talking about losing his salvation. Rather, it's addressing losing reward. You can get involved in church work, but be so fleshly about it that you lose the reward because it was not separated from the world, but rather you incorporated the world into the ministry. You see, the call comes from the Lord. You may be called to teach, to preach, to sing. But when we start bringing the world in there and trying to impress the world with it, then we make it fleshly, and that makes us a castaway. Although the world may love us, it makes us a castaway, and it's a loss of reward. That's the guy that, although he was in ministry, is saved so as by fire. God's will must always be God's way. Now, there are no shortcuts. We must have personal discipline. We need to see it must be God's way. He is the one who sets the rules for life's race. A lot of times when you say rules, people want to call you legalist. If you have standards, they want to call you legalist. But the Bible does tell us in Romans chapter 6, you're either a servant of sin or you're a servant of righteousness. If you're a servant of righteousness, then you're free from sin. But if you're a servant of sin, you're free from righteousness. But you're the servant of sin or you're the servant of righteousness. I can live in all types of filth and drinking and say, well, I'm free from that. I'm free from abstention. I'm free from having to live that life the way they live it, most men. I can get drunk and I can just lay in the gutter. I can do what I want. But I, on the other hand, I'm a servant of the alcohol. When it calls me, I have to answer. You see, you're either a servant of sin or you're a servant of righteousness. You have to decide which side you are on. He sets the rules for life's race for the Christian. Ours is to understand the rules. Ephesians 5:17 says, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks.
This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.